Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of November 10th, 2018. My name is Signe and I'm your phenologist for this week. Elena and Tom are thankful for the snow and ice on the ground. On Monday the 12th, it sparkled when the sun finally came out. We have had several weeks of cloudy days without the sun. According to Minnesota's phenology data, calm freezing weather combined with 39 degrees temperature creates lake ice. Azalea's mom was biking at Park Point on Thursday, the 15th, and noticed the ice trails on Lake Superior. She decided to take a quick dip in the frigid water and was so freezing cold she had to go and take a sauna. Our average temperature this week was 28.7 degrees. Now there is snow sticking on the ground. We begin to notice that animals leave their marks in the snow in the form of tracks and scat. Some of the animals that made those marks included squirrels, deer, grouse, and wolves. Derek noticed wolf tracks last week. He could tell because they were as big as his hand and far apart. Gabe spotted scat near a sit spot in the woods on Wednesday, the 14th. Hunter saw mouse tracks in his yard. Wynn saw a red squirrel around his sit spot in the woods. Rifle season for deer season is ending this week. Leo has noticed the deer in his neighborhood are less afraid of people and will walk up to anyone in their yards. Ben found a stick with neon pink fungi on it. We also found a mushroom covered in snow, and it had pores rather than gills. These pores looked like a honeycomb under our class microscope. Volunteers from the conservation group were cutting down pine trees in our school forest this week to prevent the spread of spruce budworm, and the pine scent in the air smelled very lovely. This concludes the phenology report. Have a thankful Thanksgiving and be observant.